And it is 10 a.m. in the West Coast. It is 1 p.m. in the East Coast. It is 8 p.m. in the Middle East. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is The Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radio, we have to look back on 2014 and see what challenges we overcome, what still we have open, and what we can make, you know, what can we do to make a difference in 2015? It's really, really a challenging task to look ahead and try to figure out what's right, what's wrong. And the first thing, the notice that I want you all to know, after this show, I'm taking a time out. It will be a time out for to think, to reflect, to look closely at the events, and maybe come back stronger and more powerful, and maybe go on from my happy life and do whatever. But whatever it is and whatever it took, you know, I had a wonderful, wonderful time in the show. It's incredible opportunity that I have. And I think that sharing time with you is something that I will cherish always. And I love every minute of this, especially when I get to talk to you and nobody's talking back to me. That's excellent, you know. We should use that time when we talk to the world and, you know, and they just have to listen. But the truth of the matter is we have to look what happened. 2014 was a very challenging year for everybody. Let's not forget that we started with, you know, almost a crazy war in Syria that got almost America involved, something that we have to thank God. You know, at the end of 2013, it all almost got America into this war. And we still have a war going on in Syria. We have the Russian and Ukraine. We still have a standoff, a crisscross of power and force. And I wish some country will butt off, and because it shouldn't have started if not for the EU, you know, the European Union, that wanted to have Ukraine on the board. For some reason, people don't understand, but sometimes being too close to the big bear, it's not so smart. And if you want liberty and things, think again. You know, you have other interests to cover. And of course, the crisis, the economic crisis that they're evolving now from the sanction, that it's not helping anybody, because the sanction is a reflection of what condition we are. And we are in a mess. Everybody is in a mess. So every time you remember, you do something to one, it will repeat and come to you. And no matter what, it's always repeat. It's a boomerang. It's this world that we live in. Whatever you put in, you'll get it out. It's that easy. Anyway, so we got Russia that is still fighting over Crimea, and not many people like it. And I understand that for Crimea, for Russia, is like a Temple Mount for Israel. That's what they say, they stated. And I know that from history, time in history, belongs to Russia, and then the American understood that. That's why they didn't put too much force on this. However, the Europeans are still stubborn about it. You know, I know Canada is very involved in this and wants, you know, Russia to get off. But I think we need to turn the events and stop fighting. It's about time that they meet every year. They do everything together, but they cannot come to a conclusion to stop a war. I don't understand. You know, it's the same people that run the war, and they're talking to them. So just get a really good round table like they used to do in the old ages. You know, stop a war. I don't know. Or do some marriage like they used to do. No, that's funny. That's beside the point. So we still have this thing going on in Russia. And of course, the crisis is evolving. But you think you have power over somebody when you can crack their economy? But not so fast, because Russia has China, and China just you know, is going to supply them whatever they need to help them out. So you didn't win anything. You actually got the alliances between China stronger, which also just represent to the world the fact that China doesn't have, you know, a consortium of any kind with anybody. She does whatever she feels like because she's the most powerful now and most strong, the biggest, and we all depend on her all the time, again and again, you know, with our goods. And what happens now? She's helping Russia. So the sanction, it doesn't help. What about Iran? Iran sanction, they are about to relieve them. Everybody's signing out to relieve Iran from what? To give them more power to have a nuclear weapon so they can destroy the world. I don't understand what the world is thinking. Now, because this is my show before the break, probably I will accumulate so much information in one just to not to have the chance, you know, to miss anything. But the truth of the matter, it doesn't really matter. The important thing is that 2015 is about making it happen. It's about making the world notice. It's about the UN starting to do a job as United Nations, not to work exclusively for the Palestinian issue, which United Nations is not, you know, the owner. The League of Nations created 181, not the United Nations. Since the United Nations started, there is nothing I can recall that I can be so proud of her. I want her to be an institution that helps the world, that unites the world, that work together, that they can speak, they can create. More important, to create an engine of business, of work for the rest of the world by cooperation, by diplomacy. Now, I know I've got a lot of dreams for this 2015, and this is one of them. So there you go. United the world, that will be nice. I think it's time to take a break, and then we'll come back with something else. Let's put some music on, and we'll be right back. And that was a real show of hair, you know. Let's the sunshine here. I know, you know, so many productions of air were in play, and I heard that they are repeating it and making it anew again. And let the sunshine in. It's the message. The most important thing is let some air, let some light. Let's win. Let's make 2015 the year that the light wins. You know, it's about time. They got it so many times. They won before again and again and again. This time I want the light, the people of light. You know, we're not talking about any religion. We're not talking about any, you know, color or any faith. We're talking about the light, people of the light that wants to have goodness, God goodness on earth. Something that we can be proud of to pass. Do you know, I look at people and I see some of them that they really look very bad, and there are people who look completely immaculate in so many, you know, so old in age. And you always try to understand what makes a difference between a person, you know, from one person's life to another to look differently. And it's, they say what you eat, right? No, it's the purity of life you lead. If you lead your life pure and nice and clean, you will find yourself beautiful at 16, 70, and 80. It doesn't matter, because your soul will be pure and will shine through your body and will keep it going. That's the way it is. And we can go on and go on about the way to be or not to be, but the world still is acting up. So we finish up looking at, we have Russia that is in Ukraine, that, you know, the world is not happy, and they're putting sanctions, China is bailing them out, and Russia really, really did want to play some parts in the universe, but for some reason other people don't like it. The European Union, you know what, they didn't show nothing that I can tell that I recommend them. I don't. I'm sorry. I didn't see any Italy. I saw destroyed Italy last time I've been there. Not destroyed from destruction. It's because there is nothing going on. When there is no engine of empowering people, life is horrible. So I don't see anything that the European Union actually achieved by only putting them all in misery. And of course, we have one country that lives through it all as usual. And now we are trying to get a piece of Ukraine. Ukraine is in rumble because of, you know, the resistance. And China is involved. Iran is still playing a part. Syria still in, you know, the same regime, still bombing, and the rebels are still there. So what's the spot of life? We have Tunisia. Tunisia is having election. Election, actually, if you talk about the Arab Spring the change of to democracy, yes, Tunisia is on the right path. Congratulations. I wish you all well. I hope that this democratic election will bring you really, really good government. God bless you. I hope that you created a really way to empower people, give them responsibility, get the law in order, and start asking America for direction. You know, America is the teacher of all nations. She can teach you all how democratic state should be. She knows it all. It's about time the world use America as a prototype. But let them teach you that. You know, I don't understand why you think they can do it by themselves. They cannot. Definitely, definitely not. America needs to be in charge of showing the way and teaching the way to construction, build up. Let's see. Okay, I'm not going to drop that issue of Hamas becoming a non-terrorist organization. Okay, you guys don't want it to be a terrorist organization in the book. I want it to show. When is the next election, guys? We didn't have one in the Palestinian Authority since 2005. It means that democratic they're not. Now, if you are saying two-state solution, Palestinian, remember, two-state solution, the same group that you want to endorse you now. Today, it's Monday, December 29, 2014. United Nations, in their resolution 181 from 1947, it's, if I recollect correctly, it says that the two-state solution should be democratic state. And by 100 days from that creation of that state, they should decide which part of the side they want to live in, or the Israeli or the whatever they call themselves, Palestinian, on the other side. Now, it was in 1947, 100 days passed, they didn't decide, of course, but they have to know that when they create a state, it must be democratic. It's written in the books. That's what it is. If you like it or not. So Hamas is going to have an election soon with a Palestinian authority. That will be nice. If they're not terrorist organization, they come to the play, they want to play politics correctly, maybe achieve some kind of understanding, having ruled over the Palestinian people and getting $5 billion in goods now or in money. They need to show up some kind of discipline. If the world is giving $5 billion to entity that it's not terrorist, of course, it's just throwing bomb for nothing, you know, just missile, like 7,000 missile over 7 million people in July, not terrorist organization. Yeah, it's a military. You're right. They're not a terrorist organization. They're full-fledged military, and Israel has the right to take them on any time if there is a war. If they attack. If they attack, they're not. You know, it's nice. Actually, they punish them when they said that they're not an organization anymore. It means that they are an army. They're absolutely right. The army that Israel can attack every time they attack. Means that they need to come to conclusion that, you know, they have to agree to have a state by state. It means a Jewish state, which That's the Israel. That's the basic law of Israel. It's a Jewish state with another state. But, you know, the question still remains and still remains that if you have Palestinian in the West Bank, Palestinian in Jordanian, are they going to annex each other or are they going to throw them out of Jordan? I don't know. Something is weird in all things. So I will let, I think Gaza is the spot for the Palestinian. All the rest is purely politics, and I don't think it's going to take place. They should enjoy what they have, build what they need, and keep on going. Just give children the chance to learn. That's what counts. About good things, not about anything else. Anyway, so we keep on going, and we see Israel is going to election March 17, which is a good day. 17 is always a good day because it means in the, you know, in the Hebrew words, it means 17 means good. So it's supposed to be a good election. I hope we have the primary for the Likud party for on the 31st of December. That will be interesting. At the end of the year, we have the primary. So when everybody's going to see the ball dropping in New York City, the Israeli primaries of the Likud will have the result. Probably we'll know that the chairman will be Benjamin Netanyahu, but the list of people that will follow can differ, and it will be interesting to see who is making the list, who is not. It will be really interesting. I hope that you all follow it. And just remember, if you need anything, I'm always here. I'm alive. God bless. And always, you can find me, Orly Betty Davis. I'm online. You can email me. You can email BBS Radio. If you have a question, if you want to mail or to talk, you know, I'm here. That's what I like to do. I like to talk about the things, the issue. Of course, I'm not available on the radio for now, but it will be some other time. So, but just remember, follow the news, watch what's happened. Let's see how we can take this world and make it better for 2015. And let's go back to a break and get some more music. And I hope it's less loud than the last one that I chose. I'm so sorry. All right. Now, something that we want to talk about on BBS Radio today on The Impossible Truth, it's what we should do to make 2015 a better year, something that we start to accumulate some kind of energy toward a change. Because we all agree, a change happened to everybody. If they like it or not, it happened. It evolved, it evolved the condition. Moving of so many sort, it you can't even think about. But we have to say thank you, God, for surviving 2014. And trust me, it was hard year to survive. Feel a winner. Feel really a big winner that you survived 2014 with good health and your sanity and your family. It doesn't matter whatever happened, it's in the past. We're going to wrap it up and we're going to go in a different direction. Now, the direction is change, of course, but we realize that, wealth can come and go and nothing can change it. That's the way the energy of the world goes. It's the basic needs of the world is to evolve. And if we take it with resistance, we suffer. If we approach it with gratitude, we welcome the change and we try to unite the forces and make things happen. Now, we all know that we all online 24/7, like not every minute, but every day we are on. And something we definitely recognize that there are few things that we are aware of but we didn't deal with. First of all, radiation of this gadget that we're putting on our faces, our pocket, our, you know, whatever it is, radiation is not a good thing. And people need to start having accountability of whoever sell this stuff to the world. I don't know what the kids are going to suffer in 20 years, but I'm not happy with that. And people are talking about pain, and there are people who can go into a place and they have a headache from radiation. We have to have a gadget like you go in the x-ray machine. It, you know, if you go in an x-ray machine, they put down all sort of stuff on you to protect you. But the fact that we have gadgets 24 hours a day, you know, 24 hours a day to the kids, you know, around, attached, sleeping with, and you think that it doesn't do nothing? Do you think that all this brain operation that we all have recognized and personally had to pass through, it's not because of the radiation? When we gonna start bringing those people who made mega huge money on us accountability? You know, we had a massive lawsuit against the smoking industry, you know, the producer of cigarettes, but the producer of incredible radiation. And, you know, you can feel it. You know what we are having. And it's not something that we make. They create. They sell us, and we are consuming it. But there is no warranty what it's doing. And I'm telling you, nothing can prepare you for this if we are not prepared in advance. It's about time we start thinking how it's going to happen, how we going to legalize it completely with this, the format that we need. Then the second thing that we need to enforce, law on the internet. The internet doesn't have any framework. They met. Oh, my goodness. I want to know what they're doing on those meetings before, you know, it's like contemplating what? Because they come in the meeting and coming out without a solution. You got the leader of the free world coming in and coming out without doing nothing, playing golf afterwards. God, you know, I want all of you to pray with me today. God, please send us those leaders who can take care of the world, to true leaders that love the world so much that can help the world be better. It's impossible to handle things with incompetence all over the world. No wonder they're in destruction mode, because they don't do nothing. So the bad guy wins. They cannot stop them to start a war. Then let's remember not to repeat the mistake of the past. Let's not repeat the mistake of the past. We're not going in global war, world war. That's a decision we have to take. We have to decide. We're not fighting each other anymore. The world is better. The people are the same. Doesn't matter. And we need to help. Remember the poor. Remember the victims. Remember the refugees all over. 2014 got so many refugees running. It's about time we get some passes, some visa to leave. Australia, come on, Australia, big country. Get some, you know, get help a little. You know, it's so nice to be far. You know, it's like the old sister, the beautiful sister, but it's so far. Oh, but nobody comes to visit. Well, let them come visit. We have 100,000 Christians everywhere, you know, in Iraq, running around. Please, you know, it's time that the United Nations do something, God. And let's give hope. Let's give hope to the world. I want everybody to understand that we are not alone. We are not alone. There is God, and he put us with tests, very special tests. Every time we have a different test. That test we need to overcome. Now, we have the power to do it. It depends how can you apply that power. It's with application of whatever good of direction. But we need to start talking. This world needs a global government, I don't know, global community, global something, we need to come together and think how we're going to make it happen. Let's go to another few minutes of music, but please make it a nice music, because today, I don't know if I did so well with the choosing the right task, but all with good message, and they were all from the heart, so let's make some good music now. And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis on BBS Radio, that radio that is going to be awesome and great one day. And think about it. We have an internet radio. You know how many internet radio we have? We have many, plenty. Now, how we advertise? How we advertise this, band? Think about it. We don't have this world, these geniuses of the world leadership did not decide to give us any way to organize our method. Like, for example, you can go, of course, you can go online and Google something and say, hey, radio online, let's see. But do we have any way to promote something? You know, you find us, then what? You need to find out which line to go to, what date and time. But the truth of the matter, we have no way to promote it because there is no center of information like I've been promoting for ages. My goodness gracious. And now think about it. We have everything running in the internet. People have the complete access. You can sell anything across the world, but you actually cannot promote it in the way that you can target your audience because, well, the marketing genius of this century did not invent it yet. So let's wait and pray that it will happen. But meanwhile, after, you know, we can think about the way to prevent things right now. We have we need to legalize what's going on online. And because there are so much illegal activity online, and people understand that, you know, let's say they broke through the Sony company, which is a Japanese company, of course. So you don't know even what's the enemy. But the truth of the matter, they never organized, they met, and they never decided how we gonna approach it. They are experts. There are many experts in the world that can understand and work together. Now, this is something we need to do. This is something we need to accomplish. We need to start, helping up raising the level of education, the level of even the basic needs of humanity that is not being fulfilled in Africa is something that we need to be responsible to. Nothing we can do about it. It's the world. If you have an access, it means that somebody else needs it. We have the responsibility to start dividing. And it's not about socialism. It's not about, you know, capitalism. It's about humanity. And humanity depends on each other. And because they say this butterfly just swing their, you know, wings, they can be hurricane on the other side of the world. Think about if you do good thing, what can I be on the other side? You know, because butterfly is butterfly and you is you. And you are special and God created you. And you must understand that your action reflects to the world too. It doesn't matter what if you know it or not, it does. You just think that you know for a fact, because if butterfly is important to the world, think about it carefully. Humanity is essential to the world. So whatever you do, trust. Just trust. You deserve to be good and you deserve to be blessed. And God will bless you always. Try to go with God's path. And God's path is very easy to follow if one wants to follow. Many people say, oh, they cannot find God. They don't have, they don't feel it. Well, you don't need to have wings. You know, you don't have to have, you know, antennas to know God. God is wherever somebody is seeking for real. If God, if you seek God, you'll find him. Because like everybody, everything in the world, if you seek it hard enough, you will find it. So there is a path, the path of purity, the path of goodness. If this is the God you seek, if they are seeking the God of death, they'll find it. That's the way they are seeking. So that's what I'm hoping, that 2015 will be the time where we're going to seek the God of good, God of light, God of love, God of happiness, God of wisdom, God of understanding, God of tolerance, God of learning, God of explaining, God of beauty of humanity, God of children that helps and heal them, God of, you know, of healing all wounds, God of grace, God of kindness, God of sweet dreams, God of great production, God of wonderful, wonderful days in the sun where happiness is something that everybody can enjoy with, you know, with the wings of seagulls that can, and the holler that you can hear, and just let you relax and think that there is a wonderful, wonderful world out there. I hope we have still time for another song before I salute you, before I say goodbye for the time being, before I kiss you for 2015 with my best wishes. Let's hear some more notes, and I'll conclude soon after. And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis on BBS Radio. It's so good to be here. I'm so blessed to have you here listening. Of course, you're so many of you. It's great. Let's talk about something sad that happened today. The story about the vessel that from Italy. Some of them dead. And I, you know, I feel the pain. People go on vacation and they try to be happy, and all of a sudden something, you know, the ship caught fire and they lost life. It's, you know, every time you go on the road, just remember to say I love you to everybody, and just don't take things for granted. Don't take things for granted. People are not safe like we used to be. We don't have all our T's crossed and all our I dots. There is none of a, you know, cover, you know, like complete seal like we use. It's not sterilized anymore. Like security is not sterile anymore. Things are not so perfect shape because they're shifting. Just think about any kind of physical creation, let's say chemistry. If something is, the composition is changing, what does it mean? That it means that there is always one wing or one chain that is changing. It means that it's going to open and it's going to help get create a different chain. So what does it mean when things are shifting? Everything changes. Nothing is stable. Nothing is safe. So don't go in the same happy way thinking that everything is okay. Cover your back. Constantly look. Be safe. Be happy but safe. You know, knowing that you took all precautions can make you really relaxed. And teach your children to look, teach your children to avoid getting into trouble, teach your children not taking chances. This is not time to take chances or anything. Don't go on, you know, let's do adventure. This is not the adventure time. This is shifting time. Shifting sense is really dangerous. Keep your anchor. And let's talk about anchors. And I know that this will have time because this is godly time. Anchors. What is our anchors in the world? You see, when you get up in the morning, you see the sunshine, you take it for granted. But you know, it's creation. It's God creation. So you can believe that there is a creation, you know, there is a perfect mechanism that built that perfect mechanism of the world that goes around himself. And we have the sun and we have the moon and we have everything is perfect, you know. So somebody created it. We call it God. I call it God. And you know what about I like about calling it God? Because I love my God. And I want him to be loved because, you know, God deserves to be loved. What a perfect creation he gave us as a gift. Now, when you have a big creation and, you know, in the morning, I wake up in the morning, the sun, you know, is rising. God created, of course. But, you know, we take it for granted. We don't even remember to say thank you. We get up. Oh, God gave us back our breath. You know, we can wake up. Our consciousness is back. We don't have to say anything. Of course, God is given. It's a given. God does everything for us. You know, why to say we have to say thank you? Yes, we have to say thank you, God, for giving us our breath again. God, thank you for giving us our consciousness. There are people who wake up who cannot move. There are people who get sick. There are people that get up and you know, and drop. There are people who don't get up. So when you get up in the morning happy, you say, thank you, God, for bringing me back my consciousness so I'm happy. And the sun and the moon that I can see tonight, you know, or the sun in the morning, I can appreciate. So what is our anchor? Still, going back, the creation is God creation, but he gave us the book of all, the Bible. We have the Bible that passed from generation to generation, thousands of years. This is our book. And there are some nice plane moving, or, you know, on top of here. This is Israel, so remember, we have action all the time here. Anyway, we got the Bible. The Bible is a book that does what? He gave us the path, the golden road to a life of complete, let's say, not happiness, complete happiness, but complete devotion, you know, to worthiness. Okay? If we want to be worthy before God, we can read that Bible. But let's make no mistakes. The Bible teaches the lessons of then with the presumption that we are about to understand it in today's tools. You know, people who actually literally try to describe the Bible as, you know, it's a Stone Age, of course. They're stoning people, they're killing, you know, there are stuff that you don't want to repeat. But our learning and our sages remind us that this was the story, and we learn. It's like the Stone Age from history. You learn it, but then you learn how to get over whatever. So the anchor is of whole is the Bible. And whoever doesn't want to take that book and give it to us as like the road, you know, the Judeo-Christian has that. You know, all the rest can understand it, follow suit, or do whatever they want. But this is, I'm talking to whoever can understand that if we preserve thousands of years of book, it means that it's worthy to be saved. You know, if somebody writes a book and it stays thousands of years, my goodness gracious, that's God's definitely inside it. Now, we have that book, and it tells us how to keep. We have the Ten Commandments, basic rules. Seven commandments for, you know, for non-Jewish, the Jewish people, of course, we have more duty, more responsibility. We have to do it. But I all concentrate in Jerusalem. And I'm tired of repeating myself, maybe, but I'm not tired to fighting over one thing that is so clear. Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the holy city of God. Jerusalem needs to be immaculate. Jerusalem needs to be light. She needs to be built. She needs to have holier places, nice and clean, and a lot of tourists coming in and a lot of tourists coming out, a lot of food, you know, for to serve, a lot of celebration, joining from all over. That's what Jerusalem needs to be, a place where everybody comes in, everybody visits, everybody wants to go again. It's, you know, easy to access, easy to get out. People are friendly, peaceful city. When are we going to have that? When in the world are we going to have that? If we have the Bible of 2,000 years, that 3,000 years that we preserve, they say Jerusalem there, Zion, Zion, and everybody's trying to curse Zionism, like it, Zion is Jerusalem. If anybody doesn't like that, it's so bad, because God gave us Zion, Jerusalem. That's where he decided to have his own place. What can we do? That's his choice. It's not ours. So Zionism is only a reflection of what God wants to be in Jerusalem, a place to dwell in. A place where we all accept his creation. All human beings are accepted because it's his creation. Wherever they come, they're welcome because it's home. It's like if you have a father, you know, children, all children come to the father home, they want to feel welcome. That's the city it's supposed to be. Now, if anybody in the United Nations, in the world, in anywhere in the, I don't know, wherever, think that Jerusalem belongs else to somebody else but the people that are custodian to give the world that place in heaven, or no place on earth that is like heaven for everybody, home, safe home for everybody, and think that it doesn't belong to the custodian to be responsible, to the Jewish people, to be responsible over that, so you and your friends and your brother and your sister can come, because it's our duty before God to let you come. Well, I wonder what you were thinking, because anybody who thinks that we're going to cut Jerusalem, the city of God, the city of God, how audacious is that idea is? It's like, what are you guys thinking? If you think you can cut a city of God, it's like, I'll tell you again, you don't know God, and I'm so sorry for you, because whatever God wants, that's what happened. If he wants it, if he let it happen, he let it happen. But if he doesn't, I don't envy that. So let's think again. Jerusalem, by any circumstance, cannot be but under the custody, like as Lindsey Graham, like Senator Lindsey Graham wanted in 2005, all holy places under Israeli control to safeguard the freedom of worship of all mankind. Resolution HR, you know, also in Congress, HR 131. 2002, guys, you have to understand, this is the God's wishes to the world to be free, and only people who are ordered to do so, to give freedom to the world to worship, is the Jewish people. Now, if you guys have a problem with the Jewish people, it's your problem, because take it with God, because if when God puts some people around this world, that's his choice. Nobody choice else. That's why we need to accept each other. So 2015 is Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. That's the task. If there is any task I want to have this year for me or for my people or from Jewish people all around, because it's time they come and, you know, together, Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, with the seal, approve, and love and friendship of the world. That's my wish. I hope we can get it. And I know that we are running almost out of time. So let's salute here, and let's remember that there is a God, and it's not us. There is a world that is wonderful. There is a holy city, Jerusalem, that we need to all protect, supposed by all, you know, and give the Jewish people the right place in the universe. Let them be the custodian of holiness that's supposed to stop letting them fight. They're not supposed to fight. They're supposed to be sacred, to come before God and help the world bless, heal, and continue, evolve, and learn. I love you all. I bless you all with all my heart. I enjoy every second of this. I am thankful for BBS Radio to give me the opportunity to do so. I thank you, Doug. I thank you, Dawn. I love you all. Happy 2015. May God bless you all. Be good, America. We love you so much. From the Holy Land, Israel. This is Orly Benny Davis, and I'm saluting you here. Goodbye.